Let us pray. Father, we appreciate you for another opportunity in your presence. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We thank you because of the gift of life. We thank you for the joy of salvation. We thank you for your daily investments in our lives. Receive all the glory in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will be in absolute control of this service, that nothing that has not come from you will ever come forth in the course of this administration in Jesus' name. We are praying that you grant your children understanding and that discernment to focus on what you have for them tonight, so that, Lord, the turnaround you want to give will be their testimony in Jesus' name. Thank you for what only you can do. Use me as a vessel, O God, and take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The topic is not removing the ancient landmarks. The topic actually has landmark, but in some you see landmarks. Not removing the ancient landmark. What is a landmark? And I remember that when I'm traveling, I look out for milestones. There are those concrete elevated pillars, short pillars, that tells you this is the distance to your destination or the distance away from your destination. So as you see them, you know you are getting closer. You have an idea that your journey is on, that the process is on. So is you are not walking in the dark. You have an indication. For instance, you are sitting now and you're looking. Those are indications that you are alive. And when you look, you can see. Those are indications that your eyes are seeing, and you can hear, means your ears are hearing. So, a landmark is an indication of something, often suggesting a boundary. I know for those of you, you know, some of you already have plots of land. Your parents have bought land in your name. Some of them have shown you the land they bought for you. And you discover that on a lot of land, there is this survey, and you know, sometimes they just fence the place round. So you have an idea that this is my boundary. There is something there that shows that this one belongs to somebody. You know, in the Bible, there were many instances where some kind of demarcation had to be put. You know, just like you discover that despite the fact that these chairs are similar and they are arranged together, you still find that there is a space between the chairs. And there were those that indeed they built altars. They deposited something to show or to remember a particular thing. And that happened in Genesis chapter 31, verses 51 and 52. You probably know more about Jacob than about the man called Laban. Jacob is Israel. That's the name that God gave him. The night he wrestled and he prevailed. But you know, Jacob had to serve Laban for 20 years. 20 good years of his life. And that is not a joke. If you work in any organization for 20 years, that is significant. Because some of you now, you are not even 20 years old yet. So, by the time Jacob was leaving, you know, he served for one child 7 years, served for another, the one that he really wanted, another 7 years. Apart from the 6 other years that he was just there. And by the time Laban discovered that Jacob had left with the best of the flock, he pursued after. I know you can imagine a man who is angry. What right? You know the devil is angry with some of you that you have left his fold. You have left his fold. And he's not happy. And Laban pursued Jacob. And when he pursued Jacob, he caught up with Jacob. Why have you done this to me? You know, there are things you say, why have you done this to me? But there are those, you also say, why have you done this to yourself? So in that verse 51 and 52 of Genesis 31, the Bible says that Laban had to put a demarcation. In fact, the logic was that that was going to be a boundary. You are not going to cross to my side because I don't want you to harm me. You know, when there is no boundary, you easily become a victim. And I'm praying for somebody here. You will not become a victim anymore in Jesus' name. He said, now you know your side, I know my side. No trespassing. So he set that boundary. Because he knew that if this person crossed, anything can happen to him. You know, when your boundaries are down, when your walls are down, remember what happened to Jericho? When your walls are down, you are vulnerable. For instance, if you profess Christ and say Jesus is your Savior, and just for 1 second your boundary is down, the devil can hit you so hard, you may never recover. That was what happened to Samson. Samson let his guard down. He gave the secret of his life to an enemy agent who was supposed to be loving him. And that was the beginning of his end. So when your boundaries are down, that could be the beginning of the end. And that's the reason why you have to be very, 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 very careful. And Laban understood. And he said, I don't want to take chances. When you talk about landmarks, they are not easily forgotten. And that's why you find that in many biblical references, the Bible talks about do not forget, do not remove the ancient landmark. For instance, those ancient landmarks are a mark of identity. Maybe there are two of you that have the same name, but I'm not too sure. I mean, same first name, middle name, and surname. I'm not too sure you have two persons like that in this school. Same first name, middle name, surname. You have some like that. Well, thank God for that. But that's not common. So, but when you have a landmark, it is peculiar to you.
Your name is your part of your identity. And if I call the name now, somebody will answer. Now, if you get out of that identity, for instance, you are identified with something, maybe with excellence. And there are one or two of you I've been looking at, and I see you on campus, and I'm wondering, what is happening to this person? Somebody is up there, and suddenly the person begins to slide. Has forgotten the landmark. Something got them to where they are, but they are forgotten. And when you forget, for instance, you forget the son of whom you are. Somebody told me on the phone, where are you? He said, I'm in my father's house. And the way she said it, I said, well, I used to know that my father's house is the house of God, but this time around, I now know that my father's house is your earthly parents' house. You can enter that father's house because you are identified with that father. The moment you stray, there's a problem. So the Bible tells us, look at Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14. Do not. Very clear. The ancient landmark is sacred. Don't even attempt to remove it. Are you going to come over here and forget the fact that your parents have a prayer that they've always prayed? You are the family altar at home. You heard that you were dedicated to the Lord like Samuel. And then you go to school and forgot that you were dedicated to the Almighty God. And you follow what Ephesians 4, 27, you go against it, you give place to the devil. Who can help you in that regard? So, he says, do not remove. And I like the way Proverbs 22, 28 says it. He said, do not remove the ancient landmark which your father has set. Your father has set it up. No other person. Don't remove it because it's not your mother, it's not your sister. It's your father that set it. Do you know the implication of your father setting a landmark? I'll give you an example. In Galatians 6, verse 17, the Bible says, from now let no man touch me, for I bear on my body the marks of Christ. From now let nobody trouble me, because I bear on my body the marks of Christ. So when you are a child of God, nobody has the right to trouble you. No one. Because you have a father. Anyone, we are singing the song and saying, I have a father, almighty father. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. I have a father, hallelujah. I have a father, almighty father. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. I have a father. The Yorubas will say, Moni Babakan. Eledumare, oh, Oba, Oba, Moni Babakan. One father. I have a father. From now, let no man trouble me. And you know the troubles you have seen. Apart from those laughter, those moments of laughter, when you are with your friend, you know the kind of turmoil when you are alone. Those things you cannot tell. You know, some of you, you've told your friends some of those things and you regretted telling them later. When you are a child of God and you have a relationship with Him, you can call upon Him in the day of trouble. Because you are bearing His mark. When Psalm 68 verse 1 says, let God arise and let His enemies be scattered. If God is for you, and Romans 8:31 says that, who can be against you? Think about it. Who can be against you if God is for you? Is it your neighbor? Is it a lecturer? Maybe some of you have not heard some of the testimonies. When a student says that, I did not write anything in that exam. In fact, I don't know what I wrote. And they go away and I say, Father, I know that I don't deserve any, but have mercy. Whatever it will take. And I heard a pastor once who was sharing the testimony. The lecturer could not sleep. He wrote nonsense, but the lecturer could not sleep. When a lecturer knows that he cannot sleep because of the script of one student, that did not even write a line, you think he wants to continue with insomnia, sleeplessness? It's not a hobby. You don't want to experiment with sleeplessness. So it will pass if that becomes the only way out. Because I bear on my body the marks of Christ. You know, when you note that there is danger when you remove the ancient landmark, what your father requires of you, you won't even try it in the first place. Never. You'll be so conscious of what you must not do that what you do will be obvious. There are causes when you remove the ancient landmark. There are causes. Deuteronomy 27 verse 17. Definite biblical evidence that the moment you stray, and some a while back I got a testimony concerning a girl, you know, quite pretty. Pretty. Another word they use is beautiful, eh? Another word they use is charming. Another word they use is gorgeous. She was all of those. And of course, when you are like that, anytime you enter church, everybody will turn. Even during prayer. Father, I want to thank you. You've been looking at with one eye. I just thank you for this situation. You know, and you are looking at it. But she forgot that somebody deposited those qualities in her. And of course, she listened to the other voice. By the time the devil was through with her, you know, some people say that they are very smart. They know how to, they say it must be a fool to get pregnant. Ah. wait until one of my pastor's friends, the last child he had was 10 years old, when against every plan, suddenly the wife became pregnant. They never planned it. The man works in a health institution. So this girl ended up without a husband. And of course, she became miserable because that charming, beautiful, attractive, I don't know what else I can call it, suddenly reversed. And this girl was a sight you did not want to behold anymore. They said she became lean. And of course, the people that used to open one eye during prayer time in church to see her, when she is coming this time, they will close. Well, Father, I just thank you because I know that, because there is nothing in her anymore. When you remove the ancient landmark, the qualities God has deposited in you is lost. Nobody wants to come. That time you begin to call people, they won't even answer you. By the time you call them, you say, hello. And that's why that prayer that you will not hide from your classmates in future is very important. You know what I mean? Your classmates, you are together now. Oh, let's go to multipurpose hall, let's go and eat. Okay. Just give me one donut, one toasted bread, one, you know, the money is there, isn't it? Then the day comes, the person leaves the university without a qualification. And he's still calling the friend. That was, you can come and spend the weekend with me. That one has come back from NYSC. This other one, no results. And by the time he has stayed one weekend, the parents will ask the girl, after about 3 weekends like that, who is this person? Does he not have a house? He has removed the ancient landmark. God gave you a solid foundation. You know, in 1 Corinthians 3:11, the Bible says, there is no other foundation that is laid than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. No other foundation. And when you have that foundation, you're on solid ground. So there is a cause, I can see now. There is a cause. From what you see in that Deuteronomy 27:17. And it's a serious cause. In fact, when you look at that Deuteronomy 28, I know that the way you have blessings, for every 13 blessings, there are almost 50 curses. Is that surprising to you? Track what comes out of your mouth every day. How many blessings? How many curses? You'll find that the curses trounce the blessings. And you spend more time saying negative things about your life, about other people, than the positive. Why should it be like that? James 3:10. He says, out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brother, this is not right. Is that what God taught you? The God that in Genesis chapter 1, after he created the heavens and the earth, he said, let there be light. Can you imagine the world without light? Can you imagine the world without light? Don't you see how beautiful God is? Let there be light. And I can see you. Because there is light. And you are also light in complexion. I can see you. You are a little on the dark side. I can see you. The creation of God is perfect. So when God, who is perfect, sets a landmark, the wise person will do well to respect the judgment of God. Do you remember how many times you have decided, you just say, look, let me do so, so and so. You just take the decision. As some people just wake up now, maybe around 2 a.m., you say, I feel like eating a bar. You know, some of you are that talented. You can eat a bar any time of the day or night. Your decisions are not yours. As you grow in Christ, that's why you have to grow in Christ. You will discover that you are not on your own. Absolutely not on your own. You've been bought with a price. When you were your own was when you were not in Christ. The moment you say yes to Jesus, and that's why Jesus was telling Nicodemus, he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see. Except a man be born again. You need to, you know, those things going on in your brain, they need to be shaken up. So when you are born again, you begin to see things in a different light. You begin to appreciate the Almighty God who made it possible for you to be where you are today. Because Hebrews 13 verse 8 says, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. The one who got you to where you are now is the one that is taking you to where you are going. Is the Alpha, is the Omega. So when God sets a landmark and you shift from it, you remove it, you cannot blame God. Some years ago, because there are many things in the spiritual domain that many of us do not, you know, we don't appreciate. I had a colleague who, exactly 5 years after getting his PhD, he died. Exactly 5 years. And one day I was discussing with another colleague. And he said the man knew he was going to die. It was much later I learned that, you know, there are all kinds of covenants. There are people that enter into covenant and say they want to just be popular for 5 years. Whatever it will take, they are ready for it. There are those that will tell you they want position. Some kill their fellow human beings. You heard the story the other day about a family that they attack, kill the father, the mother, and their only child, and drained their blood. Not very far from here. Drain their blood. What do they use that for? For rituals. There is no one of us who can fight his battles on their own. Many of you think that you are, maybe you look at your muscle and you think you are powerful. Apart from those who may be heavier in build that you encounter, that even when you see them, even if you were threatening somebody with less size, you respect them because you know that they are bigger than you. One bullet is all. So no matter how powerful you are, one bullet. So when you now stand before the Almighty God, heaven is his throne and the earth is footstool. And you are saying, why should I serve you? You, as tiny as you are, why should you serve the Almighty God who created the earth? And the earth is his full stool. Stool, stool, stool. When he decides to favor you, you cannot be mistaken in your generation. Psalm 30 verse 5 says, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure the night, but joy cometh in the morning. When God is on your side, the same one that tells you don't remove the ancient landmarks and you hearken. The Bible says in Isaiah 1 verse 19, say, as many as are willing and obedient, they will eat the good of the land. Some of you don't appreciate what the good of the land is. If you look at the fruit of the Holy Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23, that is the good of the land. Love. You know, if you enjoy love, it's the good of the land. Many of you don't know what love is. You have never experienced love, even at home. So you do not appreciate love. So when you are in the loving arms of a father that cares for you, is the good of the land. If you have ever had a semblance of love, pray that it will continue. Because some of you are so all over your mom or your dad because they have shown love. How are you doing? How is everything today? Are you all right? Everything. You want to always get their call, or you want to call them, because they are showing you love. It's the good of the land. And who is the author of love? God Almighty. Don't remove that ancient landmark. What about joy? It's the fruit of the Spirit. Many of you find it difficult to even smile. Laughter is so distant because you have so many things troubling you. And God took a look at each of us and he said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. How many of you need rest from the Almighty God? Receive it in Jesus' name. We need our rest. Just today alone, there was a bomb blast somewhere in Kabul. 80 dead. They woke up this morning. 80, just like that. We need joy, the opposite of sorrow. You can imagine the sorrows of those families. Some of them will just say, let me quickly get to the markets. Some of them will say, look, let me quickly get to school. Some were going to drop their children in school. But the next thing was a bomb blast. You need joy. It's an ancient landmark that God himself has put in place so that you can live life more abundantly. You need peace. How many of you have learned to value peace from your experience? I have learned to value peace. You will remain instruments of peace and continue to enjoy peace in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible talks about a peace in Philippians 4:7 that passes all understanding. It is not the absence of problems. It is the presence of problem, yet there is peace there. Do what happened when, like I told you a while back, we could not pay the school fees of one of our children. I was working, big title, lecturer. Could not pay the school fees. At that time it was it 30 something thousand naira. School resumed. We could not pay. Our child was with us at home. But God gave me peace. And I was sleeping through that challenging moment. You don't know how difficult it is for you to have a child and not be able to pay the fees. But when you have the peace of God, you will know that it will surely come to pass. And indeed, it came to pass. The child only spent one day at home. The second day, somebody came with a check for that amount. And that is how our child returned to school. I was able to sleep. But then I remember that it wasn't funny, because the idea was, how can you be sleeping when the school fees have not been paid? When you have the peace of God, it passes all understanding. Look at all the fruit of the Spirit, 9 of them. And ask yourself, where do you stand today? Where do you stand today? The Proverbs 22:28 we spoke about said the father has set the landmark. But what happens? He says, when you remove the ancient landmark, Proverbs 23 verse 10, he says you move into the field of the fatherless. Proverbs 23 verse 10. So the moment you remove it, you become fatherless, even when you have a physical father. It's like when you have the opportunity to hear the word of God. I will tell you, don't get into the wrong things, don't do the wrong things. I say, I will not listen. Immediately you said that, you have joined the group of the fatherless. Because God said in Luke 6, verse 46, why do you call me father, father, and do not the things that I say? So, part of the struggle of many of us is that we have removed the ancient landmark, but we want God to be with us. It doesn't work that way. He can, in his mercy, decide to be with us. In Romans chapter 9 and verse 15, he says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. So, if he has mercy on you, it's not that you are living right. But if he decides to turn his back, like it happened in Judges chapter 16, verse 20, Samson went out as at before. He did not know that the Spirit of God had departed from him. He was a sitting target. He never recovered. He perished with his enemies. I don't know the specific landmark that you have removed. Maybe for you is, why should I? Why should I give my life to Jesus? You're not alone in that, you know. In Exodus chapter 5 and verse 2, Pharaoh said that. From verse 1, Moses and Aaron went to meet Pharaoh. And when they got to him, he said, who is that God? Who is that God that I should allow you to get out of it? Who is that God? He did not know. But pray that you don't have to cry the cry of Exodus chapter 10, verse 7. Because the land was totally ruined. And they had to tell Pharaoh, are you not bothered that Egypt is destroyed? So I don't know the landmark that you have removed. I know the thing about God. He's not going to come and say, I told you to go to my house, you refuse to go. Sit down there. God doesn't. It's amazing. You just continue to do what you are doing, and God will not even come and meet you and say, my son, why are you doing like this? If he comes, glory be to God. But often he may not do that. But how long can you continue? Romans chapter 6 verse 1. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Say, certainly not. You are so privileged. So very privileged. There are many, and we had a very rich man in Nigeria years ago. I heard his story. The man was terminally sick. And at that point, the man said, according to the account, that if only he can be healed, he will give his life to Christ. If only he can be healed, that he will serve God. That opportunity never came. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2 says, today is the day of salvation. The guarantee of your future is in staying where God wants you to be, in his presence. If you have strayed from that path, the opportunity is there for you right now. Can we close our eyes? Look back, look forward, wherever you want to look, but the rest who wants to pray, close your eyes. You are here and you know that you have strayed. You have removed the ancient landmark and attracted a curse, maybe to you or to your family. I want to say, God, I'm surrendering to you. I want you, wherever you are, to lift up your right hand. And as you are lifting up your right hand, wherever you are, if you want to open your eyes, you can open it very wide. Yes, as you are lifting up your hand, just begin to talk to God and say, Father, I'm sorry. Lift it up properly. There's no one you are keeping by your head. Yes. Say, Father, I'm sorry. I'm indeed very sorry. I've removed the ancient landmark. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. I confess that I'm a sinner. I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior. Receive me. Make me a vessel in your hands, that from today, all things will pass away in my life, and all things will become new. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Keep your hands up. Those ones are clear. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children. They are making a covenant with you because they recognize that they have removed the ancient landmark. Father, even as they are raising their hand in surrender, in your mercy, receive them in Jesus' name. Wherever the serpent has beaten, because the hedge was removed, Father, let there be healing now in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that from this very day, they will never look back in their Christian walk in Jesus' name. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. And I pray for all your children here, Lord. Whatever it is that can separate them from your love, separate them from such in Jesus' name. As many as are struggling with that yieldedness that will make a difference in their life, Father, we pray, let there be deliverance in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you have done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.